Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you a wide variety of everything that covers the NFL Draft. We have a fantastic and special guest today. It's the commissioner of the SDFL. It's the State's Developmental Football League, and that's none other than former NFL tackle, offensive lineman, Garrick Jones. Garrick, we appreciate you stopping by, and we talked briefly late before we went live, but what have you been able to kind of do to give these young men an opportunity and a platform to kind of develop both and on and off the field is superb. So with that said, though, appreciate you taking some time. How's the day treating you?
Man, the day is good, man. I woke up this morning, so I can pretty much do anything after that, man. It's really simple, bro. It's really simple.
That's right. They say every day you wake up, you win. So we're winners so far today. So when does this idea start? For you, I mean, you've been through the process. I mean, you played in the NFL, you had the CFL, your Arena League. I mean, you've gone through the gauntlet of, extending your career through every platform until you finally said, okay, I'm going to move on to other things. But when did it kind of set in your mind, Garrick, that, you wanted to kind of get this league developed and going?
Well, I think for myself, I thought about it earlier in my career, before I even got to the NFL. It was always a thought of I wanted to be a part of something that was really substantial. And I always knew that, there's more players than there are leagues, So with that being said, I had to go the long way to get to the NFL. So I had to think about retirement before I even made it. So I said if I was ever in a position to put something together or be a part of something, I wanted it to be, something that was a lot bigger than myself, and I get a chance to teach from testimony. And that's what, myself and Mr. Byron Clay, we put together. With this deal, we get a chance to teach from the testimonies on and off the field. So that's where it came from, man. Just understanding that, you can't play forever, man. Can't play forever.
No, man. I always remember that in Moneyball with Brad Pitt. There's a time in everybody's career where, hey, man, it's gonna, no matter who you are, it's that time of rise for everybody. Talk a little bit. I mean, the people out there may not necessarily be familiar with what this league's about. Kind of share with the listeners and kind of bring us up to tune with where you're at and move where you're headed.
Okay, well, for us, man, the State's Developmental Football League is another viable option for athletes to be able to get game film, number one, but also learn business, as well as financial principles and the things that you don't really get in the NFL or the CFL or any other NFL, because everything's about the bottom line and playing the game. So with that being said, we wanted to put something together that would give these guys that, where we're teaching them life skills and those things, and just the realization that, less than 1% of all athletes make it to the NFL. So, the NFL is geared for the elite, and it's something that it can happen. But in the event that it doesn't happen, you want to be able to have something to fall back on and be able to be in a good situation where you're taking care of your family. So with us, football is probably 30% of the deal. The rest of it is about the things that go on off the field that we wanted to focus on and give these guys an opportunity to be productive members of society. So not only just the players, but their families, the fans, and their spouses, and do it the right way, man, because when I played, it was all about the next game. It was all about the scheme. And anything outside of that, really wasn't what they wanted you to focus on. But unfortunately, you can't play forever, So once you're done, everybody's always focused on the game, so they don't understand anything else other than just the game. But when you're done, that doesn't translate into real life. So we wanted to do something different, man.
Definitely. It's awesome stuff. Once again, Garrick Jones, the commissioner, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And he's kind of bringing us up close and personal about what this league is about and how it can help develop these guys both on and off the field and help them kind of find a little peace, I think, and calmness, because this is a crazy dream. I mean, when you mentioned fresh game film, because, I helped scout with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I talked with so many young men going through this process. And I always tell them, I mean, when's the last time you had fresh film? You know, I mean, I have guys that call me, they last played in like 2015. I'm like, you know, you don't want to be mean, but you're like, man, listen, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, going to the YMCA and working out, doing some burpees, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but this is like where, you know, so, but I think this is where I think, you know, everything you guys are doing, you know, kind of helps get these guys that extra shot. So, I mean, bring us up to speed. I mean, you know, these guys, because we're going to pass us off, you know, we're putting it out on our social media. You know I can see in our call queues now we got listeners listening, but kind of share with these guys, you know, what they need to do to kind of get their foot in the door here.
Well, with us, we will start our tryouts in March. But if anybody wants to get any information on the SDFL, I would suggest that they, you know, go to the official site, which is www.officialsdfl.net. You can actually search out the States Developmental Football League or hashtag SDFL Reloaded. You're going to see a lot of different things, a lot of different people posting. But that would be the biggest thing. I mean, they have the resources and the tools right there. Everybody's online. And a lot of what we do from a marketing standpoint is a viral deal where we're teaching the athletes how to leverage their own networks in order to make money. They're online anyway, so they might as well get paid for it. So that's a part of what we're doing. Our platform is education. There are over 30 different ways that, you know, the athletes will be able to generate revenue. They would be able to be a part of the profit sharing per game, as well as have stock options. So when these guys come and try out, you know, automatically they get a share of the SDFL. So we wanted to give them a piece of the action. I played for a lot of leagues, but I never left with a piece of the action. So from a residual standpoint, we want to give these guys as many different options as possible to be able to be financially independent. You know, we're talking about generational wealth to the point to where now they're understanding how to be a check writer instead of a check chaser. So you just want to search out the States Developmental Football League, man. We're here. We've been here since 2012, and it's been a slow burn. But now we're going to have a full season in 2018 and with eight teams. We're going to have two teams in Texas, two teams in Arkansas, two teams in North Carolina, and two teams in South Carolina. And by 2022, we'll have 32 teams. I mean, we already got a waiting list, but we got to educate them on what we do. And then from there, we make this history that other people read about.
That's excellent stuff. And, Greg, let me ask you this question. I mean, I know this is your thing, not that you want to, but – I mean, has the NFL reached out to you, or have they ever had any, like we like what you're doing, or, you know, like this is a great thing, or have they just kind of, I mean, I don't know if there's any been talk, curious.
Right. The thing about the NFL is this, man, the business as usual model with them is pretty much it. You know, they've been the deal for so long, and what we do would not be considered sexy to them. And that's educating and setting those things up because they've operated in their space for so long. So it's all about the bottom line. And with what we do, it wouldn't be a deal where they feel like, you know, it would be profitable for them. But what we've done is we've set an actual financial hedge of protection for our league, as well as the fans, as well as the athletes and their families, by incorporating, you know, two or three different billion and trillion dollar industries within this umbrella. So that assures that we'll be around forever. And then on top of that, everybody gets the opportunity to be a part of this. So for us, the exit strategy would be the NFL purchasing us after about 5 years, which would be great. But the end game for the SDFL would be we have that conversation with the NFL after 10 years or so of how much they're worth, and then we kind of go from there. So, but we got the recipe. We're going to teach everybody what it is that we're doing, and it's going to be a beautiful deal.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Garrick Jones, Commissioner of the SDFL, State Developmental Football League, and like you said, eight teams, 2022?
Yes, sir. Yeah, 2022. We already have
that's impressive.
We already have a waiting list, but we have to educate the team chairman and the general managers and team presidents on our processes and what we do. And then from there, we educate everybody else. And once they get it, they got it.
Nice. Now, we don't get too many commissioners of any league on the show, so I got to ask you this since like I said, I don't know if I've ever had a commission. I mean, I've talked to Roger Goodell a couple times, but those were been in public format. But, I mean, you as, you know, the main part of this, I mean, you know, the eight teams, I don't even know if you'll tell me, but, I mean, are they all like your kids? You just root – I know you root for all of them. You want all of them to be successful, but – do you like one of the other kids more than the other ones? Or you just maybe like a uniform more than one of the other uniforms or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I'm from Arkansas. So, you know, I'm kind of partial to Arkansas. But, no, actually, I'm for all of them being successful. And that's what we wanted to do with the states. You know, we wanted the states to compete. And that's why we have two teams per state. So those teams will play each other the entire season. And each time they play, the players play different positions, which gives them more of a film, a variety of film for scouts. But, you know, after those eight games, whoever has the best record out of Team Texas Houston and Team Texas Austin, you know, for example, they get the opportunity to represent the state in the playoffs, in the SDFL playoffs. So they'll play another state. So for me, man, I want them all to make it, but I know that only one team will be in the SDFL Bowl as far as the victor. But for me, man, this entire deal is my baby, man. It's like our baby. You know, but like I say, I'm kind of partial to Arkansas. I want Arkansas to do big things, but, you know, there again, North Carolina is really doing some big things right now too. So it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say. I'm a fan. I put it to you like that.
You got to be the biggest fan because, like you said, I mean, like you said, these are all your babies.
Right,
you want to see them all grow up and prosper.
Right.
So, yeah, you're the biggest fan. listen, Combine's a couple weeks away. You went through all this process in what, I think, what, 2002, 2001, when you were coming out of Arkansas State. I mean, what was it like for you going through this process? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are, you know, want to be where you were back then. I mean, what's it like? And I guess maybe some advice to these kids.
Well, when I came out, I actually left after my junior year. So I went home and I worked. I had a couple of family issues that we knocked out and took care of. So I had to really take the long way. I had to chase scouts from Little Rock, Arkansas to L.A., from L.A. all the way back to Mobile, Alabama. So I went the long way. So I was a little bit different, but to say that you can make it, you can, because, you know, I'm a living testament of that. But when it came down to training, you know, I was out there with Chip Smith in Duluth, Georgia, who was one of the best trainers. You know, I had a lot of guys out there, man, a lot of teammates that I played with that we trained together. And that whole process, man, it's really different because now you're focusing solely on your craft and being a professional. So what I would give, you know, as a nugget for any of these guys that are really trying to make it is you have to show that you're a professional without being paid to be. And that's how that works. You're being evaluated on everything. So if you're playing in bowl games, or if you're just on your pro days or whatever the deal may be, everybody's looking at you and you're being evaluated. So if it's something that you need to get corrected, you need to get that corrected really quickly because for the NFL to invest in you, you got to be worth it, and that's the skinny on it.
Excellent stuff, man. Words of wisdom from Commissioner Gareth Jones of the SDFL, man. Like I said, man, I was so excited when I saw the post in, and we were able to kind of range us rather quickly and get this show.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm excited just to get it out there, and I hope you have a. You know, I hope when tryouts come, you know, it's like a mosh posh. You don't know what to do. So many kids arrive because people want to kind of get involved with this. But yeah, man. Well, hey, we're almost out of time. But, man, hey, anything we can ever do for you guys at the C2P, let us know. And as always, you know, we appreciate you sharing your wisdom. And I'm sure the young guys out there and the guys that are going to listen to this as we move forward, because this is free and available at iTunes and Block Talk Radio. You just type in Commissioner Gareth Jones. And it's going to pop up for you folks out there. So you can listen to it again at your leisure. And again, kind of find out more about what you guys bring to the table. But again, man, it's a great, great show. I think it's going to benefit a lot of people.
No, man, I appreciate you, man. That's our deal, man. It's free enterprise plus football. It equals the SDFL, man. We're gonna make a lot of money, but we're going to change a lot of lives. And that's what this thing is about, man, just making sure that everybody's in a good place, man. So I appreciate you, Bo, man. I appreciate you for the invite. And I thank you guys.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Garrett Jones, the commissioner of the SDFL. 8 teams popping up to 32 by 2022. If you want more of the commissioner, you guys know the drill, folks. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, just type in Commissioner Garrett Jones, and that will pop up. You can download it, listen to it while you're running, working out at the gym, laying in bed, whatever you're doing. You know, like I said, you can get more info, and again, at the United or the official SDFL.net website as well. As he expressed earlier, you can find out everything you need to know. Again, a shout-out to him. We always appreciate folks listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.